You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
You know, there is one thing I've never heard any of the old soldiers that you always see or hear on the news on Anzac Day saying, and there are less of them now, of course, as time passes. But over the years, I have never heard one of them say they had a great time and that going to war was the time of their life. I've never heard it, and I bet you haven't either. And that's why you're not going to hear me ripping into those involved in the anti-war protests around the country yesterday on Anzac Day. As for two reasons, I reckon in their heart of hearts, anyone who's been to war would agree that it's a futile waste of time, energy and lives. The other reason I'm not going to rip into the protesters is that of all days of the year, Anzac Day is the perfect day to point out the futility of war. And what the protest action yesterday was largely about was what's going on right now in the Middle East. But war is war wherever and whenever it happens. And look, I'm not saying Anzac Day is a day to be disrespectful of those who served and those who are serving in our military today. I'm not saying that at all, because the First World War is part of our family's history. My grandfather went to Gallipoli. He survived, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be here. He was decorated for his efforts, and our wider family, we are very proud of that. But, you know, like pretty much every other returned soldier, he never spoke about it. Never. I mean, Lord knows what personal trauma he was dealing with. But that's how it was in those days. Hey, no counselling or anything like that. None of that carry on. But if he had spoken about it, I'd put money on it. I'm sure that he would have told us kids that war is a dead-end street. And it would be pretty hard to think otherwise if you'd been through it, I reckon. Apparently, he put his age up to get himself into the army for the First World War. And he put it down to get back in for the second. But I reckon they might have seen through that. And he ended up in the Home Guard on the Otago Peninsula. By that time, though, he was well on his way to having 11 kids. And we've always joked in the family that he would have been perfectly happy being down at Tairoa Heads if it meant just getting out of the house. I'm telling you this. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this just so you know that I'm not coming at this from a position of ignorance or disrespect. I mean, I have huge respect, not just for my grandfather and other family members too, by the way, who served in other wars, but I've got huge respect for anyone who serves. But that doesn't mean that I have to be a war freak. It doesn't mean that just because war has been an important part of our family history, that I have to be a flag waver for war, full stop. It doesn't mean it, and I'm not. Which is why I'm not upset about what happened yesterday, which largely involved red dye of some sort being poured into public water fountains around the country. The bucket fountain in Wellington, that was red. The fountain at Mission Bay in Auckland was red. Victoria Park in Christchurch, Nelson and Hamilton were other places where protesters chucked whatever it was they used into fountains to make them red. And some protesters also turned up at the National Anzac Service in Wellington, but you probably know that was called off because of high winds. Which is saying something, just an aside, it's saying something for Wellington, isn't it? But I gather it was about the safety of the veterans as much as anything. And signs went up at some of the fountains as well. A couple of examples, I'll quote, "Do not normalise Anzac violence. Honour the fallen by swearing never again. No glory in war." And they're the same sorts of things, aren't they, that we hear veterans say every Anzac Day. And I think one of the people involved in the protest action said it perfectly when they said that Anzac Day is, quote, "a time for reflecting on what is meant by lest we forget," end of quote. That made me think. So too did Peter Fitzsimons, you know him, former rugby legend, media commentator. He wrote an article for the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday. And he said that on Anzac Day, we get a lot of emotions. We get reverence, we get respect, we get remembrance. But he said there's one thing missing, and that's rage. He said rage that so many soldiers were needlessly slaughtered on what he described as inane battle plans that never had any chance of succeeding. He talks about rage. We should be outraged at the complete lack of remorse from those who sent soldiers to their deaths. Rage at the refusal to learn from previous catastrophes to prevent the next one. He was talking on behalf of Australian soldiers there, of course, but the same can be said on behalf of the New Zealand soldiers who went through exactly the same thing. And I reckon any soldier, past or present, I reckon they'd agree with Peter Fitzsimons and those involved in yesterday's protest action that war is something to be avoided at all cost. And I reckon any soldier, past or present, would agree that Anzac Day is the perfect day to get that message across.
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.